Blackstone Publishing presents The Darkest Time of Night by Jeremy Finley. This book is read by Suzanne Torin. For Linda Howerton and Pam Finley, who inspired this story, and for Rebecca, Eve, and Charlotte, who inspire everything else. 1. Even before I learned about the boldness of blue, the vanity of purple, and the purity of white, the bell taught me the meaning of red. "You go any farther than that bell, Lynn Marie Stanson," Daddy had said, pointing to the Faraday original shining like an apple at the pitch of the greenhouse roof, "and you're as good as dead." He'd made the threat on a Sunday. I remember this because I was wearing half-size too small saddle Oxfords, shined to the best of Daddy's ability, which hurt my toes. I'd meant to take them off as soon as we got home, but Mrs. Ross, who watched me sometimes after Mass while he worked, had insisted that I immediately help her with the double wedding ring quilt for Ruth Mosley's daughter. After a few agonizing moments of trying to thread a single needle, I mentioned that Daddy would be drowning in sweat if he were in the greenhouse. Mrs. Ross raised one eyebrow and said she'd put the lemonade in the icebox. Ice clinked in the glass as I ran across the lawn and threw open the door. Momentarily overwhelmed in the heat generated by the glass panels, I took a sip of the drink, knowing Daddy wouldn't mind. I assumed he would be inside, puffing on his...